Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're actually on Daf Nun Dal and Mabez. We're quite behind a little bit. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Il Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, whose yard site is today. Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Okay, so up to where it says My Drosha. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines when the lines get wide. My drasha. What's the drasha? What drasha? So we had a whole drasha on a pasuk, right? We have a whole drashas now. Not hard. Just a little holding cup. Here we go. Ready? You feeling up there? Excellent. Here we go. Titania. We learned in the brisa. It says in the Torah, "Ervas achos avicha lo sigale." The erva of your father's sister, you can't uncover. Meaning, you're not allowed to marry your father's sister. Your aunt. Ben min ha'av, ben min ha'im. It doesn't matter if it's your father's sister, a half-sister, they share the same father, or they share the same mother. That makes no difference. Ah, ta'omer ben min ha'av, ben min ha'im. You say it makes no difference. O'eino ela min ha'av, v'lo min ha'im. And maybe it should only mean the father, where they share the same father, and not where they share the same mother. Vidinu, and that makes sense. Why? Chayiv kan, because you're chayiv over here for your father's sister. V'chayiv ba'achoso, and you have your own sister. You're not allowed to marry your own sister. Ma'achoso, just like your own sister. Be'mena'ab, be'mena'im. Afkan, be'mena'ab, be'mena'im. So too, your father's sister. It doesn't matter how they're sister and brother. It doesn't matter. Just like your own sister, it doesn't matter. Oh, or klach l'derech zu. How about this? Chayev kan v'chayev bidodasa. You chayev here, and you have chayev for your aunt. What's your aunt? What's an aunt?
Your mother, your father's sister.
What?
Your exactly.
Ma dodasa. Just like your aunt. Min ha'av. V'lo min ha'im. When it comes to an aunt, it's only from the father's side. Gesundheit. Only from the father's side. And not from the mother's side. Meaning, what do you mean? What does it mean only from the father's side, not from the mother's side? Only if they share the same father. Not if they share the same mother. Afkan, min ha'av, v'lo min ha'im. So what's the difference though? Now I'm thinking about it. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Right?
Whether paternal or maternal.
No. What's a dodaso?
The same thing.
So what's the difference between a father... Huh?
Whether it's from the father's side or mother's side.
No, you heard of asking Simcha?
No.
What's the difference between a father, sister, and an aunt?
Father, sister, it's the same thing.
It's not the father's.
What's the difference?
According to him over here, it's his brother's wife.
Yeah,
it's not the aunt. It's not the direct aunt. It's
the father's sister.
Father's sister. Brother's wife.
Uh-huh. Father's brother has an aunt. So that's only an Isser if they share the same father. Right? So just like that's only if they share the same father, so too your father's sister should only be if your father and that sister share the same father. So Nira Limi Doma, what's more comparable? What's more comparable? In other words, we're trying to talk about your father's sister. So Dunin Isser Haba Me'elov, like a father's sister. Me'isser Haba Me'elov. Like your own sister. You're born, sister's born, she's usher to you. Your father has a sister, usher to you. Didn't have to do anything. That is her happened by itself. As opposed to, don't talk about aunts. She ain't iser abba me'elav. That iser didn't come from itself. Where did iser come from? Somebody married her. Right? You weren't born that way. Somebody went ahead and married this woman. Now she became usher to you. She's your aunt. Oh, klach l'derech zu. Or look at this one. Dunin kruvia av mikruvia av. Compare relatives of the father to relatives of the father. And this relative is only usher because they're relative of the father. Therefore, maybe only if they're related from the father's side. V'al tochiach achoso. Don't bring me your sister. Don't bring up your sister. Shekruve atmo. It's your relative. Nothing to do with your father. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, Ervas achos avicha lo segale. Torah had to say it. Be'im na'av, be'im na'im.
I'm still confused. So the father's sister direct, I can understand. But what happens with, like I said before, the father's brother's wife?
Right. So it's only
which
if
is not.
So only if they're only if they share the same father.
Only if they share the same father.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, erfas achos imchalo segale. Same thing with your mother. Your mother's sister.
Same
exact thing.
Yeah.
Whether your mother and this woman are related, they share the same father, or they share the same mother. So your mother's half sister, or your mother's half sister from the father's side, half sister from the mother's side. It makes no difference. Why does that say it twice? Once if it's your father, once if it's your mother's. Why? It's necessary. Because of Rechmana b'achos av, had it said it by achos av, right? Achot achos av. If it were only said by your father's sister, shekein yesh lo chayes, because you have a shaychus with your father. That's considered your family. Aval achos aim alo, but your mother's side, you're not considered related to them. Yerusha, things like that.
You only would have said one
pasuk,
father's side. You would think the mother's
mother. Exactly. V'kasev Rachmana b'achos aim shekein vadoes. You know, we always know that a sister. You know, your mother is your mother. Why? Because your mother. Somebody was in the delivery room, and they saw the baby came out of the mother. You don't know your father's your father. Chances are it is, but you don't know for sure. So Aval Achos Av Emolo, maybe you're not sure who your father is, so you're going to be asking as the sister of that person? This alleged father, the sister? You don't even know if it's your real father. Tzvichi, that's what it's right to say, no, such a thing as a father-sister. V'dodoso, and an aunt, the pshitale latana didan ha'av, dimin av, lomina aim minale. How do we know that an aunt is only us if they're related from the father's side? Amarava is your dodo, this xerishava. Tivacha ervas dodo gila. It says over here, don't uncover the nakedness of your dodo, your aunt. Uksiv hasam, and it says in Bahar, O dodo, O ben dodo, yigolenu. Right? That you should redeem the son of your aunt, meaning a relative. Balahala min avalomina aim, afkad min avalomina aim, fahasam min alam. How do you know over there? That is talking about your only the father's side. How do you know that? Amar kra mi mishpachto yigalenu mishpachas av kar mishpacha mishpachas em kein in a kar mishpacha. Only your father's relatives are called your family, not your mother's. Therefore, it's only your father's side, not your mother's side. That's the only so far the only error we learned that it depends who it is. V'hadit nan. What about the following case? Okay, this case is very hard. Basically, what happens is. There's a man marries a woman, they have a child. The woman marries another man, they have a child. The man marries another woman, they have a child. Right? And that guy dies. They marry another. So, in other words, everybody's. So there are going to be one, two, three, four, five women. One and two share the same mother. Two and three share the same father. Three and four share the same mother. And four and five share the same father. Okay? Very complicated.
But what is that related to five?
What is that related to three? What is that related to three? Only one is related to the one right next to it. Everyone's related to the one right next to it, but some are only mother's side and some are the father's side. I can give you names to confuse you. What? Not Saris.
Sister,
half-sisters. Right? One man marries a woman, they have a child. The guy dies, she remarries, they have another child. They have a child. They share, those two children share the same mother.
Right.
Then that man goes ahead and marries another woman, has a child. Those two girls share the same father. They share the same father. Right? Then that man dies. The wife marries another man, has a child. Those two girls share the same mother. Then that woman goes ahead and marries another man. Right? Then they share the same father. Trust me. There are five girls here. One is related to two. Two, same mother. Two is related to three. Three is related to four. And four is related to five. No one's related to anyone else. One's not related to three. Three's not related to five. Two's not related to four. One, two, two to three. Three to four, four to five. Okay? You marry number five. Then you heard that she died. You heard she died. You had a business trip. and you hurt your dog. So what do? You go ahead and marry number four. Now they're related to each other. Five and four are related.
Right.
Then you heard she died. You heard she died. You went in some trip and you heard she died. So you married number three. Three and four are also sisters. But three and five are not. Then you heard three died. You married two. You heard two died. You married one.
But basically what you're saying...
And then no one died. They're all alive.
There's a rumor.
There's a rumor. You base yourself on the rumor. You shouldn't have done that. But you did that. Now they're all alive. Now who can you stay married to? The answer is five you married to.
Yeah, that's
the three,
one.
Three.
Why three?
Because five and three are not related to each other. The marriage to four was nothing.
Right.
Because you can't be married to your wife's sister. It's not chal. Three is a good marriage.
So one.
And one.
Right.
Right? No relatives. Right? Well, this is going to be a kasha.
According to everybody, you can't marry the four?
What?
According to everybody, who's married is not chal?
According to everyone, right. Vahadatnan, Amrulo, they said, Mesa Ishtacha, they said your wife died, that's number five. Finasacho, Sameaviha, and then you go ahead and marry her sister because they share the same father. Umesa, and then you heard she died. Vinasa, Bachosameima, then you marry three. Four and three share the same mother. Then Mesa, you heard that four died. Vinasacho, Sameaviha, now you marry, who are you marrying now? Two? Now you marry two, they share the same father. Mesa, you heard she died, and then you heard that two died, so you married one. One and two share the same mother. Mutter, you're allowed to stay married to Rishona, Shlishis, Bachamishas. One, three, and five. Upoteres, Tzarosehen. And it ponders the Tzaros. In other words, you're married to these people as a Vadai. You're married to five, three, and one as a Vadai. Right? So therefore, if God forbid, if now you die, and now there's an issue of Yibum, one of them will pass to the other two. Because he married to three people. Right? V'asar b'shni u'b'revius. You're not allowed to marry two and four. Right? V'ein b'yaz achas m'pateres tzaras. And if you stay married to them, against the halacha, that doesn't free a tzara. It's not considered a valid marriage. Right? V'ein ba'al ha'shniya. Now, what about this case? Vimbala al shnia lacha misas rishona. What's Vimbala al shnia?
They're related.
No. 1 second. Vimbala al shnia lacha misas harishona.
Those two are related.
What?
Those two are related. First and second are related.
What? Now, here the case is like this. You're married to number five. But she did taka die.
Okay.
She did die. Now you marry number four.
Okay.
That's allowed, because you're allowed to marry two sisters. Right. One really died. Right. So you married number four. So what are we up to? Baal Shnia, Lacha Mises Rishona. Right?
Mutter B'Shnia.
1 minute. Mutter B'Shnia,
Urevius.
That's right. You're allowed to marry to four and two. Because they're not related to each other.
Right?
Skip one. Exactly.
Not the wife's sister.
Right? Upoteris, Tsarosehen, and the Tsaris are will become patered. For Aser, Bishlisha, the Chamishas. But you can't marry, you mean here one and three. Right? Alma, what do you see from here? What do you see? Achos Ishto, your wife's sister, Beimena Av, Beimena Eim, Asuras. Doesn't matter what kind of sister it is, it's all Aser. In this case, shows it's all Aser. Menolam, how do you know that? How do you know it's all Aser? How do you know your wife's sister is Aser? Whether it's a half sister, yalef me'achoso. It's learned out from your own sister, ma'achoso b'menav b'menaim. Just like your own sister, it doesn't matter if it's a half sister from the father or the mother. Doesn't matter. Afkan, so to your wife's sister b'menav b'menaim. Doesn't matter why your wife has a sister. It's a half sister from a father. It doesn't matter. The yalef midodaso, but learn it out from. How about from an aunt?
Yeah.
Ma.
Yeah, psukim from the aunt.
And not only that, mado daso mina avalo mina aim. An aunt is only usher if it's related from your father's, from the father's side. Afkan mina avalo mina aim. So too over here, same story. It should only be something usher from the father's side and not the mother's side. Your wife's sister should only be usher to you if your wife and that sister share the same father. Just like for your aunt to be usher to you, it has to come from the father's side. No, so the Gemara says no. Mistabra, it makes more sense. Me'achoso havalila melech. To learn it out from achoso. What's achoso? Your own sister. Why? Shken kruvei atzmo, mikruvei atzmo. It's a karv to you. And this is a karv to you. It's not really a karv to you, it's your wife's sister. Adam, just the opposite. Mido doesn't have a little melech. Shken davar al yidei kedushin. Your aunt comes into the family because somebody married her. Midavrish al yidei kedushin. Your wife's sister comes into the family because you married somebody.
It's not a blood relative.
Right. Ella, you're right. Learn it out from Eishes Ach. Your wife of your brother, your brother's wife. Right? You let him marry your brother's wife if you only married to, if you only have a half brother from the mother's side to your brother? Marry his wife? Of course not. Say you have a half brother.
Right.
You share the same mother.
You share the mother, right?
You let him marry that guy's wife?
No.
Your half brother's wife?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Right? So Ella Me'eshes Ach, learn it out from your brother's wife. Yafinon. Shkein, Davar al Yedei Kedushin. That woman came into the family because your half brother married her. The Kruvei Atzmo, and it's also your brother.
Right.
So it's both. Right? Right?
Yeah. Why not from the Yibim? The whole Yibim itself, you can't deal with the Yibim under.
I'm not talking about Yibim here.
I don't know, can't throw it in.
That what?
I don't know.
The Eish is Ach, Gufei Minolan. How do you know your brother's wife you're not allowed to marry? How do you know that? If what? If they share the same mother. Ditanya. It says, Ervas Eishes Avicha lo, Achicha Lo Segala. You can't marry your brother's wife. Beimen Av, Beimen Aim. Doesn't matter what kind of brother he is. Ah, to Omer Beimen Av, Beimen Aim. Maybe it's only a half brother when they share the same father. Now, Vadinhu. I have a reason why it should be any kind of brother. Why? Chayev Khan v'chayev Achoso. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to marry your sister. Ma Achoso, just like a sister. Beimen Av, Beimen Aim. Av Khan, Beimen Av, Beimen Aim. So too, your brother's wife, it doesn't matter why he's your brother. They share the same father or they share the same mother. Just like your own sister. Oh, klachl derech zu. Or learn like this. Chayev ka... Correct. Correct. Chayev kan v'chayev b'dudaso. You're not allowed to marry your... Chayev kan, what's kan? Chayev kan, your brother's wife. And you're also not allowed to marry your aunt. Ma dudaso min avalom min aim. Just like an aunt. Only if they share the same father. Not if they share the same mother. Av kan min avalom min aim. So too, here should only be if they share the same father, not if they share the same mother. So a half-brother, where you share the same mother, you should not be us and marry his wife. No. Nearly me, Doma. What's more comparable? We're trying to compare brother's wife. So what's more comparable? Is that more comparable to your sister or to your aunt? So the Gemara says, Don and Kruvei Atzmo and Kruvei Atzmo. Well, we're going to ask their relatives to you, like relatives to like your own sister, your own brother's wife. Now your father's relatives. Oh, or, Hachal Derech Zu. Learn like this. Don and Davrish Ayadei Kedushin. Midavrish Ayadei Kedushin. Learn, compare things that come into your life through marriage. Va'al Tochiach, don't compare, Achoso, your own sister, Sha'asar Bameelov. It comes, it's your sister. It happened to happen just because the life happened. He didn't do anything. Tamad Lomar, therefore it says, Ervas Achicha, he. It says, Ervas Achicha, he, Beimina Av, Beimina Aim. Okay. The Ema say like this. Now, by the way, this pasuk says twice. It's a very small pasuk. It says, "Ervash Eishes Achicha Lo Segale." Don't marry your brother's wife. Ervash Achichi. She's your brother's wife. It's your brother's erva. I say it twice. Right. The Ema, so we said, the reason why he says it twice is because one is to tell you that it's usser, and the second time is to highlight any kind of brother you have, even if they share the same mother. That's why he says it twice. If we just say, don't have relations with your brother's wife, I would think, well, just like your aunt, only if it's on the father's side, so to your brother's wife, only if you're a half-brother from the father's side. How do I know it means any kind of brother? It says again, Ervas Achicha Hi, it's your brother.
Can I just clarify one thing?
Yeah.
The Yibam, and I don't know about the Yibam in a second, but what are the Yibamas? You only do Yibam for your brother from your father's side.
The Gemara's going to bring that up right now. The Gemara's going to bring that up. The Ema, so we have two limudim, two repetitions, if you will, in the same pasuk. One to teach you, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. And it says, Erevus achichahi, to highlight, even if it's your half-brother from your mother's side. You also can't marry that woman. V'ema, how about this? Idi v'idi be'eshetzach min ha'av. Both of them are there to tell you, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, only if you share the same father. Chada d'yesh labanim b'chaye bala. One is to tell you it's usher, where they have children. And he's alive. Let's say he divorces her. You can't marry her. V'chada d'ein labanim b'chaye bala. And the second one is to tell you, they don't have children, but he's still alive. In other words, he divorced her. They were married for 6 months, no kids, didn't work out, he divorced her. Now, can I marry her now? Answer is no, you can't.
The brother
can't marry his brother's wife.
Right.
We're talking about now only father's side. Your half-brother from the mother's side, of course you can marry that woman. So why did I say twice you can't marry your brother's wife? No, one is to tell you if they have children, and one is to tell you if they don't have children.
Yeah, but didn't we have limudim before that you can't marry any relatives of divorce?
No.
You said that. I don't know. You said that the other day.
So the Gemara says, maybe. What? No, maybe he died. Oh, no, he can't die.
No, we said that once.
So the only way he could be alive is if you gave her a gift.
You get divorced, you can't marry.
No, he can't marry. Your brother can. You can't marry. You divorce a woman, right. You can't marry her mother. I'm your brother. I can't marry her mother? What does that have to do with me?
You can't marry the divorced person.
No, what?
Somebody's married to a woman. They get divorced. The brother can't marry.
How do you know that?
Yeah, that the other day.
Can't marry relatives. Paternal is not a problem.
What?
Paternal is the problem.
We're talking about paternal.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the one says, one second.
He's talking in.
So ve'ema idi v'idi be'esh es ach mina'av chada de'esh labanim b'chayei b'ayla. One is where they have children. V'chada de'ein labanim b'chayei b'ayla. But the husband's alive. So where's ein labanim b'chayei b'ayla midrav huna nafka. That is what we learned. When did we learn that? Yesterday. That what? That if it's ein labanim b'chayei b'ayla, you're not allowed to marry her. Why? Because it's compared to a nida. Just like a nida. Sometimes it's mutter. Sometimes it's aser. So do your brother's wife. Sometimes it's mutter, sometimes not. When's it mutter?
If it's
a case of yibum, then it's mutter. Otherwise, it's not mutter. If he's alive, it's not mutter. Maybe that's the yibum. Maybe you're harking back to yesterday. Ema, maybe like this. They're both talking about eshetzach from a father. Chada the yesh labanim b'chayei b'ayla. One is where they're alive with children. V'chada the yesh labanim b'achamisas b'ayla. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. Yesh labanim b'achamisas b'ayla. Lo tzmichakra. I don't need a pasuk to tell you. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Mid dekamer rachmana she'ein labanim muteres. Since such a thing as yibum, and yibum only applies where there are no children. Then hayesh labanim asura. That's obvious. Also, if there are children, it's obvious. The only head there is if there's no children. And if there are children, of course it's asura. I don't need the pasuk for that. It's obvious. V'dilma, maybe this ain labanim asura la'alma. Maybe she doesn't have any children. Ain labanim asura la'alma v'shari liyibum, which is what the case is. If she doesn't have children, she's not allowed to marry anyone else, right? Yesh labanim. What if she has children? Shayla Alma, Vishayla Yibam. Then she can marry anybody, she can marry him too. So Gemara says no. Inami or, Ela Banim Mitzvah. If there's no Banim, it's a Mitzvah. Yeshla Banim, Rishus. It's a choice. Inami or, Ela Banim In. If there's no children, yeah, he can do Yibam. Yeshla Banim, Lo. Yeshla Banim, he cannot. And by the way, Vlava Ba Mechala Say, and that's, what is that? It's an Isser based on an Asay, which is an Asay. Right? And so it's not a lav. So is that all it is? It's only an asay? In Isser asay? Kasav Rachmana, Kasav Rachini, Ervas Achiv Gila. That's why the pasuk says, Ervas Achiv Gila, another pasuk. Ervas Achiv Gila. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife in all situations. Right? Okay. Ve'ema, maybe. Eishes Achmin Ha'im. Maybe like this. Eishes ach, your brother's wife, where you share the same mother with him, is just like your brother's wife, well, you share the same father with your brother. Right? Just like there's such a thing as yibum, but it's only if you share the same father. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife if you share the same father and your brother died. So too, this should be a thing of yibum if you share the same mother with your brother. Right? Which is not the halacha.
No, that's correct.
But it should be, if we're comparing them, so they're so similar. How come they're not so similar over there? Amar Kra, it says, he, bavyose tehe, only the father's relatives, not the mother's.
There's no yibum.
There's no yibum, but you're not allowed to marry her.
You marry.
Right, it's usher.
It's usher.
Right.
You're
correct.
Maternal,
correct. And even if your brother died without children, you can't marry her.
When he dies?
And who dies?
The husband died.
What husband? I'm saying, if he died.
It's forever.
Right, forever.
Now, the Pasuk says, in the end of Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, when it goes through all the Arayot, it makes this general statement. It says, everybody that I mentioned here, you get Karis if you marry them. All these people, all the Arayot. But it also says, specifically, by three cases. So the first case, I don't remember all three, but the first case is Achoso, your own sister. The Kasef ba Karis Lamali. Why does it have to say you get Karis? It says at the end, the catch-all phrase it's called. Anybody I just mentioned over here, the words are Kikal Asher Yasem Mikala to Avos Ha'ela. If you're going to do any of this, the Nichrasa Nafashos Ha'asos Mikarev Hamam, you're going to get Karis. So I single it out by the sister. Look at the Rebbe. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Asa Kulam Behelam Achas, Chayav Achal Achas Va'achas. Don't think you can marry all these people and only get one Karis. Or if you did a Peshogi, you get one Lav. No. Each one's individualized. How do I know that? Because, as Rashi points out, it was Yosef from the Klal. Lo Lamed Alak, Lo Lamed Al Asmo Yatza, Lo Lamed Al Klal Kulo Yatza. It's each one's individualized.
So you bring a Chavis for everyone.
So according to Rav Yitzchak, that said, he had a different vart that all chayve krisas were in the klal, and the chosa was taken out to teach you that if the halacha is, let's say you accidentally give somebody hasra. You give them the wrong hasra. You tell them that if they do this aveira, they're going to get malchus. Really, it's karis. So Rabbi Yitzchak calls you, they can't get malchus. No such thing. How can you give somebody the wrong hasra? How do you know that? Because it says by achoso, it's singled out. No, karis. There's no option for malchus. You understand? If you told the guy, by the way, you're going to marry your sister, you know you're going to get malchus for that. Ah, malchus, big deal. It was wrong. You get karis for that. Some hold, no, you give the guy malchus. Because it's lesser included, so you might as well give him malchus. The Yitzchak holds, you don't give him malchus. How do you know that? Because it says again by the sister you get karis. Only karis. It's highlighting, it's stressing. So how does he know that you chayav for each and every one? Where did you learn that din from? Nafgalei, miv el isha benidas tumasa l'chayav al kol isha v'isha. Right? It says it by nida as well. Dodaso dekasev barachmona ariyu miru lamali. Why does it say by your aunt that you can have a rerim, which is the same thing as kares? Your children. Look at the rabba. The rabba rami. Rabba actually brought a stira. It says a rerim yiyu. You will have a rerim. What's a rerim yiyu? Your children will be a rerim. Uksivan, it says a rerim yamusu. Your children will die yamusu. They'll die early. Haketa, which one is it? So the Gemara says, it's very simple. Yesh labanim, if you already have children, kovrin also. Kovrin, they'll die. Ain lo banim, if you don't have, hole chariri, you'll remain childless. Vitzach harira arirum yiyu, vitzach lemichtav arirum yamusu. It's over there, because I put the tablecloth on, that's why. Ikaze rechman arirum yiyu, if it only would have said arirum yiyu, they will be, I would have said ad chate. Until the sin, any children I have until the sin, those children are potentially, they should be scared, those kids. But any kid to have now, afterwards, going forward, look, they have nothing to worry about. Right? Those kids have nothing to worry about. Kazarachmana Arim Yamusu. Right, V Kazarachmana Arim Yamusu. Havmin and Mechatev Eilech, only going forward. Avol Meikaro Lo, but when I had kids 20 years ago, why should those kids have to suffer? Tzricha, no, those kids are also in trouble. Goes both ways. Okay? Next. Ha'ara, the next part of the Mishnah said Ha'ara, which is the initial stages of Bia. Dechai Ve'lavin Menolan. How do you know that that creates an Aveira? I didn't really have full Bia. How do I know that's enough? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how you know. It says you're not allowed to be with a shifcha charufa, right? Either it's a chatzi shifcha, chatzi baschorin, or it's a full shifcha kananis. And it says over there shifcha zera. What does shifcha zera mean? That means a complete bia. Why would the Torah have to go out of its way to tell me that it has to be a complete bia? Obviously, every other case of erva, it doesn't have to be a complete bia. Only here, right? Michlal, the Chayve Lav and Ba'ara. They're all other cases. It's good enough, Ha'ara. So Gemara says, Adarabba, just the opposite. Midgoli Rachmana of Ha'ara b'Chayve Krisas, since the Torah reveals that by Chayve Krisas, it's Ha'ara. Not sure where the Torah reveals that. Michlal, the Chayve Lavin, be Gmar Bia. But by a Chayve Lav, not a Kara, a Lav, it should be Gmar Bia. So Amal Rav Ashi, MK, Lishto Kram Shifcha Charufa. Why would the Torah say anything about Shifcha Charufa? Why say Shifcha Zera? Why say all the way? Why say a full Bia? Ha'ara B'chai V'lavin the Kahuna Menolan. How do you know the same halacha, even if by an issue of Kahanim, who officially have more mitzvos, so different standards? Isya Kicha Kicha. There's some kind of Gzera Shava. Kicha Kicha. What's Kicha Kicha? Right? It says by one, Rashi says, Tziv gabi chayve krisis ish ki yikach, and it says by kahuna lo yikhu. What about a chayve asei? Chayve asei also, it has to be, even ha'ar is bad enough. Isya, bia, bia. It's a gzera shava. Chayve lavin, it says lo yavo, mamzer, bia, bia.
What's it, by
ish
zish, are you chayve,
you'd
be chayve
mises
based on just
for
ha'ar, you know,
without talking about that? Ish zish. Yes. Every arise, yes. Yivam al-ashuk, what about Yivam al-ashuk? So Gemara says,
"We never defined ha'ara."
No, we never defined it. I'm not sure what it is. Yivam al-ashuk Manol. What about Yivam al-ashuk? What about Yivam al-ashuk? What about Yivam al-ashuk? How do you know Yivam al-ashuk ha'ara is bad enough? So Gemara says, "What do you ask me every single arise for? E lav l'man damar lav. If you hold this a lav, then I already said all the lavin. E l'man damar I say. So Gemara says, "No. El Yivam al-yabim Manol. How do you know to marry her? It's enough to do ha'ara, right?" Isya bia bia.
This is before he decided to give chalitza, right?
Correct. Isha labayla minalan. What about an isha to a what's isha labayla? Isha that wants to marry a woman kedushay bia. Isya kicha kicha. It's a gzeira shava.
That it's effective.
That it's effective, right?
What does isha labayla mean?
You want to marry a woman with bia. You want to marry a woman with bia.
Isha labayla.
Right. Right? Amar Rabba, Lamali de Kasav Rahmana, Shechva Zera, Beshifcha Charufa. So we ask the question now. There are three places in the Torah where it says Shechva Zera. One's by Shechva Charufa. Why? We already said why. To teach you that every other place is only Ha'ara. Right? The second place is Shechva Zera Be'eshazish, by an Eshazish. And the third one is Shechva Zera Besota, by a Sota. So Shechva Zera, Shechva Charufa, Kedamar. We already said why he says it by Shifcha Charufa, to tell you that every other example is only Ha'ara. Deishas ish, pralam shamesh meis. Deishas to tell you, but you're not over, let's say a woman dies, a married woman died, and you have to go ahead and have relations with her. Can you do averus with dead people? I'm not talking about a health violation. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having relations with a dead woman. Is that Deishas ish? Says the Gemara, no, it's not. Why not? Because not married anymore. But I would have thought, maybe, yeah. Some say it's even chayiv. Ella pra l'mashamesh mesa. No, I'm sorry. The first case wasn't that. The first case was... Who? What's the first case? I'm sorry. The aver is mace. So what kind of there's no relations with the Aver Mace. Says the Gemara, there's some machlokas about that. And I'm sorry, take it back. She died. Not the Aver of your body is not alive. She's not alive. Right? She's dead.
Have neurologic injury, something, impairment?
No, he wasn't able to have an erection. So you can't have relations like that. If you did that somehow, that's not considered a riot. So Gemara says that's a machlokas about that. Says you're right, I'm talking about she died. Lachar. One second. Just because your wife is dead, she's still called your wife. Ema, I would say, no, has to be shechva zera. Has to be something that goes somewhere. When a dead woman, nothing doesn't go anywhere. The sota lamali. What about by a sota? The kidatanya. Shechva zera. Pratla davar acher. Shechva zera, yeah, not something else. What's something else? My davar acher, what is that? Amar sheshes, prat le shekanyole shalokadarka. Will you acquire her shalokadarka? Amale rava, mishkeve isha ksiv. What are you talking about? It says mishkeve isha, which is two types of lying down. One kadarka, one lokadarka works. El amar rava, prat le shekanyole derechevarim. Somehow, you don't go into her body, you do something else with her limbs. You fool around with a woman in such a way, we never have actual relations. Other weird things are going on. So Amalei Abaya, the pritzutza as Rachmana. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to give the guy after Yonah, but he didn't do anything. He didn't have a relations, right? Elam Rabaya, Prala Shekanyula Beneshika. We're talking about a case where I think he kissed her makom erva. So, honey, chalamanda amar ha'ar.
We need them to be yuchid to make a sota.
Toss it, ask that question. 1 minute. Honey, chalamanda amar ha'ar zuach nasa satara. That's only if he's ha'ar is the entering of your male organ into her body. Lamanda mazuna shika, lamay ikin lamemar. But if all you need is nashika, then of course it's enough.
No, he said shika means contact.
Contact, right, contact. Contact. El ol al nashikanyala derech evarim. Really, you had relations with her, not having relations with her herself, with other body parts. It depends on the kapeda of the baal. So how kapid, and he's machmir about that. He said, I don't want you even fooling around with that man, even if you're not going to have relations. I don't want you, he's going to take off your clothing and you're going to do X, Y, Z, none of that stuff. He tells him that, kamash blon, that's not a sota. That's not a sota. Ask Tosfos. The Tosfos of Shekhinah Derech Evar. Vim Tomar. Ha'afil Amal Al Tisteri Stam Havikini. Even if he says, I don't want you going in the room playing checkers with her. Forget doing anything worse than that. You can't even play checkers together with her in that room. I don't want you doing that with that man. That's enough of a sota. So what? If they're fooling around without actual sex, that's for sure a problem. No? So v'im tom v'im kein mavakach im hiskir nami derech evarim. Given the amala altistery, I told you don't be alone with that man. V'yeshlama, the answer is dachi pirusho shekani lo derech evarim shamala eni chashdecha elo derech evarim. I don't want you doing that. I don't care if you play checkers with him. I don't want you doing that. V'chein shalok adarka, and of course you can't have relations with him shalok adarka. But if you want, I don't care.
Very permissive. Yeah.
All right, so you know what I think we're going to do? I think we're going to stop here because the next Gemara just keeps on. There's no real place to stop. This is a good. It's very short from the bottom here. It's very short. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Yes.
You can stop last.